Principle 9.8. Recognize that when you are really in sync with someone about their weaknesses, the weaknesses are probably true. When you reach an agreement, it's a good sign you've arrived at truth, which is why getting to that point is such a great achievement. This is one of the main reasons that the person being evaluated must be an equal participant in the process. When you do agree, make a formal record of it. This information will be a critical building block for future success. A. When judging people, remember that you don't have to get to the point of beyond a shadow of a doubt. Perfect understanding isn't possible. Trying to get to it wastes time and stalls progress. Instead, work toward developing a mutually agreed upon, by and large, understanding of what someone is like that has a high level of confidence behind it. When necessary, take the time to enrich this understanding. B. It should take you no more than a year to learn what a person is like and whether they are a click for their job. You should be able to roughly assess someone's abilities after 6 to 12 months of close contact, numerous tests, and getting in sync. A more confident assessment will probably take about 18 months. This timeline will, of course, depend on the job, the person, the amount of contact with them, and how well you get in sync. C. Continue assessing people throughout their tenure. As you get to know your people better, you will be better able to train and direct them. Most importantly, you will be able to assess their core values and abilities more accurately and make sure they complement yours. Don't rest with your initial evaluation, however. Always ask yourself if you would have hired them for that job knowing what you know now. If not, get them out of the job. D. Evaluate employees with the same rigor as you evaluate job candidates. I find it puzzling that interviewers freely and confidently criticize job candidates without knowing them well, but won't criticize employees for similar weaknesses even though they have more evidence. That is because they view criticism as harmful and feel more protective of a fellow employee than they do of an outsider. If you believe that truth is best for everyone, then you should see why this is a mistake and why frank and ongoing evaluations are so important.